This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
There's this prevailing thought that somehow the Giants have told people, like, at the scouting combine, yeah, we're just a quarterback away. We're just a quarterback away. If we can get a real quarterback, we think we got a really good team.
Yeah.
So if that's the, maybe they're right. Maybe they see something we don't see.
Well,
maybe.
It depends who that quarterback is. If that quarterback is Jaden Daniels out of the draft, then maybe, because the Commanders just did it. Maybe yeah. They're looking at that situation.
Yeah, but there isn't one of these quarterbacks coming out of this right. Draft that is that kid. That's just, they're, that.
I mean, if Josh Allen goes to the Giants, which he never would, I mean, then maybe you're a quarterback away.
But this is why, you know, the discussion is surrounding Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, he's maybe the best short-term option for them. The best short-term option for them, I don't know how he fits into this offense. I don't know how they tailor the offense for him, the different things that he has been used to doing for so long. I mean, he did it his entire career in Green Bay and then did it the 2 years that he was here.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he didn't play 1 year, you know, all the practices that he had, all the practices when he came back at the end of that year, he got hurt. And you remember that was all part of the documentary and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to show you that the speed bridge works and all this other crap. And if we would have made it to the playoffs, I would have been ready to go. I mean, that was all surrounding who he was as a player, and everything was built around him. That's not who the Giants are right now. Like, the Giants aren't his offense.
No. But I would think, though, that Brian Daboll understands and Aaron Rodgers would understand that they have to meet in the middle. Like, he can't come in here and do what he's been doing, Aaron Rodgers. He just can't. And he's got to understand that, too, because, I mean, just as the Giants are desperate, it seems like Aaron Rodgers is desperate to not go out on such a low note. So if that's the case, you have to cave a little bit into saying, you know, okay, I'm not going to come in and do the Nate Hackett, Aaron Rodgers thing that I've been doing for the last million years. I got to listen to somebody else.
It's a lot, you know, with a 41-year-old kind of headstrong guy. And, like, you know, the interesting thing to me is that a number of his teammates at the Jets really wanted him back. So that tells you that people in the locker room liked him. I mean, if Quinnen Williams is coming out and saying, you know, I wish we would have kept him, or something on those lines. I mean, it tells you that they do. Like, for us in the media and for us outside the locker room and all the stuff that is surrounding him, it gives us a lot to talk about. It would be great if the Giants got him for us.
Yeah, I know. I kind of poo-poo the locker room wants him, because this is a locker room filled with guys that know nothing but losing. All of them. So what do they know about what it takes to win? So it's like, oh, we should have him back.
Seems like a lot of guys, like even like the guys that he brought here, maybe they were towards the end of it, their careers, and I figured they got an extra year out of it because of their friendship with Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, it seems to me like, externally, there's one view of him, and then internally, there's, from the player's perspective, there's
players,
a different view.
Yeah, yes. I mean, and a lot of these guys that have lauded him are defensive players, by the way, you know, which have been Solomon Thomas and Quinnen Williams.
I mean, it's interesting that Garrett Wilson kind of, you know, with Devontae Adams here and the way that whole thing went down, and maybe now he's happy he's not asking for a trade. I mean, first of all, he wants a trade. Then he doesn't want to trade. Then he wants a contract extension. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's like it's all over the place.
That's why, I mean, I think that we have overrated a lot of these players. I think that is what it comes down to. And those guys had great rookie seasons in Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. They have not got back to that level since. And this team's just been bad.
Well, it's going to be up to Aaron Glenn to change that mindset. I mean, let me ask you this question. Just thinking about where the Jets are right now. if you had to give me, out of the 16 AFC teams, where would you rank the Jets' chances of going first to the playoffs, their chances of going to the playoffs out of the 16 teams, and then possibly going to the Super Bowl this coming year? That I know you're laughing.
Yeah. I would say the Browns...
The reason I'm asking you this is because I want to make a point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the Browns are worse. I think that the Titans have the ability to be worse. And then outside of that, I think it's difficult to find another AFC team. I think the teams in their division, every single one of them, including the Patriots, I would say have a better chance than they do. Everybody in the North has a better chance. The South, I mean, Indianapolis is kind of a mess, but I'd still take their chances. I mean,
all right, so you're talking about how the losing permeates the locker room, and I understand that. You know, Aaron Glenn was a part of that under Richie Kotite. He saw it, and he saw the changes that were able to be made by when Bill Parcells came in. And, you know, Bill Parcells changed a lot of things, and I think Aaron Glenn is in the middle of all that. Is now the time to even consider trading high on players that are young and are really good players? We don't know how good they can be. Or do you build around those young players and see if they have the gumption and the patience to deal with losing over the next couple of years? Or do you sell high right now?
If there are teams out there that think that Garrett Wilson could be a number one wide receiver and think that they could get Sauce Gardner back to what he was when he was a rookie, then, yeah, I would trade him.
So then that would be a full-on rebuild.
Yeah.
And if you're Darren Mucci, do you have – well, I guess Rick Spielman could, you know, counsel him and help him and talk him through it. I mean, are you looking at a team that you think – can win this coming year, or do you think it's now time to get rid of some of the guys that have been tainted by losing and media and scrutiny and everything else, and start a rebuild right now with your guys, like, you know, Bill Parcells came in and, you know, he was so big and so powerful, and he was able to pretty quickly turn this thing around. Now, he kept some of the players that obviously Richie Kotite had paid, but he had quarterback issues too. He had Neil O'Donnell couldn't stay healthy. And then, you know, I'm trying to think of the other couple quarterbacks he had. And then he finally brought
Ray
in Vinny.
Lucas.
Ray Lucas was one. And then he had Vinny. And then he brought Vinny in, you know, and that's when the team started to take off. I'm just wondering aloud, like, if you are the Jets right now, what. If you really are honest about where you are as a team with a rookie GM and a rookie head coach, is now the time to pull the plug and say, we are rebuilding and we are going to build from the ground up and try to do this? Or are these guys good enough to be able to build around, and are they patient enough not to become a pain in the ass and get in the way if you're losing next year?
Well, I mean, Quinnen Williams put it right out there. Goes, I guess we're going through another rebuild. Like, that's what they think. Because they all have a negativity around them.
Like, you don't want them turning into Myles Garrett right now.
No, you don't. But Myles Garrett has a legitimate gripe. He's an actual good player. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. But, like, that's the thing that I would worry about. And I'm sure Aaron Glenn's going to do his damnedest to convince everybody that things are going to be different. But then, because that's what every coach does.
Yeah.
That's what every new GM does. They try to reset the organization when they come in. And do it in the eyes, in, you know, the way that they see it. You know, and that's what Detroit had to do, and Aaron went through that with them those first 2 years.
I think, to answer your question, I think that these guys think that they can win with these players, Mucci and Glenn.
Yeah,
that's what they think.
Yes.
But it might not be the right thing, and they might have to deal with these unhappy guys that have just gone on and on and on as losers since they've gotten there.
It's like I was saying about the Browns, and I've been saying it now for 6 weeks.
Yep.
The moment that Myles Garrett came out and said, I want to be traded, the Browns have a chance right now because of their draft capital this year, and him wanting to be traded, they have a chance to reset their franchise. Now, it's not going to be easy, and there's going to be some losing associated with that.
But they're used to that.
They're used to it, but it also gets louder and louder and louder. But to me, given all that they have going on in this draft, and I think this draft is middle rounds by most accounts, is you're getting really good players in the middle rounds of this draft as well as the top 10 players in this draft. Now is the time to reset if you're the Browns. And I just wonder if the Jets should be doing the same thing.